Equality Act danger: cross-sex hormones could create transgender menopausal teens. By Dr. Susan Berry on March 17, 2021. The Equality Act, if passed in the Senate and signed into law, could be used to punish medical doctors, psychologists, and other mental health professionals who do not immediately affirm a teen's stated desire to be treated with damaging cross-sex hormones. For teens with gender dysphoria who insist on receiving cross-sex hormones following puberty-blocking drugs, the end result could be a fast-forward to middle age and all the health concerns that normally come to those in their 40s and 50s. That is what happens when health professionals medicalize childhood gender identity by prescribing puberty blockers to halt pubertal development at its earliest. Visible signs: Natasha Chart, Executive Director of Women's Liberation Front, and Dr. Michelle Cretella, Executive Director of the American College of Pediatricians, wrote at the Postmillennial. Health professionals then prevent this normal and critical developmental stage altogether by administering cross-sex hormones throughout the sexual maturation window. They continued, emphasizing that these teens are likely to experience conditions of old age. A girl is sent into menopause, or a boy put into andropause, decades before their time. The Equality Act would amend the Civil Rights Act to allow gender identity to surpass biological sex at the federal level. Doctors who refuse to administer cross-sex hormones to teens who claim to be transgender could then face accusations of discrimination. During a Heritage Foundation webinar, Cretella observed the surge in activism in the lucrative field of transgender medicine has led to the gaslighting of many more children and teens. The pediatrician explained studies show that nearly 100% of children who are given puberty blockers to stop normal puberty then go on to request cross-sex hormones, which means we are sterilizing a great number of emotionally troubled youth. And we already have girls, physically healthy girls, who are being referred for double mastectomies at age 13, she asserted. This is institutionalized child abuse. We're taking emotionally troubled youth, psychologically abusing them by reinforcing their gender, sexual confusion, and then experimenting on them with toxic drugs and mutilating surgeries. Cretella said that, should the Equality Act be signed into law, Americans will see the elimination of physicians who believe in, first, do no harm. At the Postmillennial, she and Chart spelled out what appears to be the absurd reality of life under the Equality Act. Schools won't let minors take a Tylenol without parent and physician authorization, and often also the school nurse's supervision. Yet, a girl can diagnose herself with a need for teenage menopause and force everyone around her to agree. In some states, she'll be backed up by Child Protective Services, who will consider a parent's opposition to this medical experimentation to be a form of abuse or neglect. The writers warned of the dangers ahead, specifically for young girls empowered, through the Equality Act, to make the life-altering decision of taking cross-sex hormones. The choice would catapult their bodies into a state of menopause decades before its time, Chart and Cretella said. Undergoing menopause before the age of 50 increases the risk of fatal cardiovascular disease for women. This risk is greater before the age of 45, and yet more before 40. Ovaries are important endocrine organs. The endocrine system, including all the glands that produce and regulate hormones, which are key determinants of overall health and fitness. Flooding the ovaries of young females with endocrine-disrupting hormones, puberty blockers, and testosterone, until they shut down some 30 years before their time, has negative consequences. The writers further pointed to studies that suggest males prescribed oral estrogen to appear feminine have increased risk of venous thromboembolism, and females given testosterone to appear masculine have increased risk of high blood pressure and diabetes. Additionally, they warned that girls who take testosterone have been found to have higher rates of unsatisfactory pap smear tests and are more likely to suffer painful vaginal atrophy. Testosterone can induce uterine atrophy and prolapse, painful conditions that often require surgery, they explained. In order to avoid these testosterone-induced diseases of female reproductive organs, transgender industry doctors recommend the teens undergo a complete hysterectomy, which itself creates a higher risk of pelvic organ prolapse, a serious condition most commonly found in advanced age. Is aging before one's time, with all the risk and suffering this entails, such a proven mental health treatment that Congress should mandate it for any unhappy minors who want to give it a try? Chardon Cretella asked, noting proponents of the Equality Act continue to attempt to justify such extreme interventions with inaccurate claims of suicidality for teens who do not undergo them. In August 2020, the American Journal of Psychiatry released a correction to a 2019 Swedish study which drew as its primary conclusion that individuals who claim to be transgender experience mental health benefits following gender-affirming surgeries. Family physician Dr. Andre Van Mol of the American College of Pediatricians, endocrinologist Dr. Michael Laidlaw, and psychiatrists Dr. Miriam Grossman and Dr. Paul McHugh noted the authors of the original study retracted its conclusion after numerous requests for a reanalysis of the data led to the corrected findings. After reanalysis, the Swedish study's conclusion was that neither gender-affirming hormone treatment nor gender-affirming surgery decreased the need for mental health services of those claiming to be transgender. Getting older is hard even when it's supposed to happen, Chardon Cretella wrote. Making it come 30 years early sounds like bad medicine, negligent mental health care, and even worse law. We urge the Senate to pull back from the brink of the Equality Act.